Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley. I'm back after being on, what do you call it, Alf?
D.O.
Oh, no, foot vigil. Just a vigil on my wife's foot. She broke it. I am in charge at home, and things are not going well. Jonesy? Not going well at all.
When I was injured, my wife absolutely hated me because I couldn't move. It's a terrible thing.
That would be fine because I don't move.
I know.
So that would be the norm.
Yeah, but looking after somebody else is really tough.
No, you don't understand. What has been exposed in my home over the past 48 hours is that we have no bench domestically. There is nobody left in the house that can do a damn thing in the house.
Can you hire somebody?
I have somebody, but the lady only comes once every other week.
You might want to step that up.
I might try. I don't know. She's very busy. Anyway, I'll get to that later, but that's why I was not here yesterday. It's why I will not be here Thursday in the aftermath of the surgery. But we got a great show for you today because a lot of good stuff's going to happen. One is by 9 a.m., I expect to have a public apology for Mr. Gabe Kapler. I have demanded it on Twitter, and I will continue to demand it throughout the morning. Yeah. I even have his spokesman on now at 7 a.m. From WIP, Joe Giglio. And I expect Giglio to acknowledge that now the truth is out. Gene Segura, no longer swilling whiskey,
I know,
said yesterday, Al, that he was the cause of the McCutchen injury. And then McCutchen acknowledged it. It's not the way I remember it last year, do you? Do you remember? I'm going to play all that for you a little later in the hour. And then I'm going to publicly demand an apology from Kapler, who lied. He lied. He knew it. I knew it. He tried to make me look bad, and now he looks bad.
Wow.
We'll get to that a little later. I know you guys did a great job yesterday.
We got through it.
All right, well, whatever it was, Al, from what I understand, you guys took off after the commissioner of baseball.
Yes.
Oh, well,
it only gets worse. Al, the most boring man in American sports took a stand yesterday, right, from Millville, New Jersey. Mike Trout.
Really?
Ripped the commissioner.
Mr. Anaheim.
When Mike Trout rips the commissioner, there's no one left to rip the commissioner.
You mean the same commissioner who said Mike Trout should get out there a little bit more and be more marketable? Congratulations, you got your wish.
Hold on, man. Let's aim higher this morning. Let's try to win a piece of metal if we can. We need a piece of metal around here. That's what he called the World Series trophy. Anyway, we'll get to that jackass later. We got Joe Giglio at 7, Dick Girardi at 8 to talk about, one of the best reporters this city's ever had. Understands the college basketball game better than anyone. It will deal with the issue I'm about to bring up, for which you've already made stupid comments. Okay. And then at 9 o'clock, former two-time Major League GM, now works at MLB Network, Jim Duquette, on what's going on in baseball and how we should all do it. And the Matt Breen comment yesterday at this show, which I got a whole bunch of emails for, Phillies are a fourth-place team.
That division,
That's worrisome.
When you look at those numbers, you wonder if Vegas knows everything.
It's not good. But let us begin. I knew there might be trouble. I'm not going to lie to you. And this is all on me. All right. After my wife broke her foot, I went on Zillow. I'm not going to lie about it.
Zillow.
I went on Zillow.
What's that going to do with your foot?
You're not.
I'm not. No, she won't do it, but I went on Zillow.
To find another house?
Look at the market. Check the market out.
Yeah,
you with me, Jonesy?
You should,
Something with the higher ceilings and safer stairs.
What, I'm not helping
her foot
you
on the ceiling?
What?
Did she hit her foot on the ceiling?
No, she's tripped over a stair because it's an old house.
Yeah, it's smaller steps.
So. And Al, up popped Jay Wright. Jay Wright, $2.5 million.
Yeah, I saw that.
Berwyn, it's like a mansion.
Nice house.
It's a beautiful house.
Yeah.
Up for sale.
Yeah.
The second you saw that or heard that, Al, What did you think?
Getting a bigger house?
Maybe. He makes $4 million a year, right? He is at the top of his profession in college basketball. He loves Philadelphia, and he's got his house up. Jonesy, it's inevitable.
He's going somewhere else.
The first thing you would think is, why would he change that? Look at the house. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. No, he's
not. And let me just say this. As somebody who has downsized, couldn't be more overrated. Downsizing is a terrible idea, especially at his age, 58 now. He's got years and years and years of high ceilings. Why is he going to go into a little cave? So anyway.
I'm assuming he's probably not buying a little cave.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in one now, and it's not that great. All right, but the bottom line, what I'm trying to say is that the minute I heard that, no other information, I went, whoa, what's that about? And then I got nervous. The next emotion I had was nervousness. Because if Jay Wright is selling his house, he would not have to do that if he were going to become the Sixers coach.
Right, that's right.
See, everything that happened in the last 24 hours with Jay Wright is really about the Philadelphia 76ers. Because there is not a human being in captivity today that would tell you that Brett Brown is a better coach than Jay Wright. Are there any present here?
No.
All right, thank you. So Jay Wright, we all know, would be a massive upgrade over Brett Brown.
Yes.
Because I'll break it down for you. A, Jay Wright has all the social skills that Brett Brown has. That's what Brett's good at. Relating to the players, making them like him, play hard for him, that stuff. He's good at that. Mm-hmm. All right? What he's not good at is brains and balls. All right? He doesn't have either one. He's not a good strategist. Wright is a very good strategist. And he's not. He doesn't have that chutzpah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't have that extra little that gets it working.
Yeah.
Jay Wright, I can't name for you. Somebody out there, name for me a better coach for the Sixers next season than Jay Wright.
There isn't one.
There isn't one.
There is not one.
No, there's not.
So you would say if Jay Wright is finally ready to make the move, and I heard you before say, why would he do it? He's got the greatest job.
Yeah.
Because he has not climbed the highest mountain. Do you understand that? Jonesy will tell you. Jonesy could have played, you know, in the minor leagues, and he could have been in the Western League. You know, Jonesy wanted to climb the highest mountain, the National Hockey League.
I think there's some coaches, though, that just love the college game and never leave. Like, that's the one exception is coaching collegiately seems to be something they love to do for
winning an NCAA championship is pretty much climbing the mountain twice.
Yeah.
That's not the biggest mountain.
Well,
it's a big mountain.
It's pretty big.
The biggest mountain.
Tougher to
biggest
win.
Mountain is a parade in this city, not for Villanova, but for the Sixers. And he loves the city. He's a hometown guy. He is great in every way, except I'm about to rip him in a second. But so get ready for that. Because I was with him a month ago.
Yeah.
And we schmoozed. I was at that banquet.
He
schmoozed.
You.
He loved it. He goes, oh, the greatest thing about my job is Cataldi doesn't care.
Yes.
It's college sports. He doesn't give a damn.
Not this morning, Jay.
Well, Jay, no, because Jay is not, it's not necessarily college. Now, here's where you have to name, you have to consider your sources, all right? Because Rhea and I had a little go this morning on this. Because Rhea's got a little report from the New York Post saying that the rumors that Jay Wright is a serious contender, is a strong possibility to be the next coach of the New York Knicks is ludicrous. And it writes here, the impression for people who know Wright is that the only job he would ever leave Villanova for is the 76ers.
Wow.
Logical.
Yeah, very logical.
But there are also quotes from Forbes magazine, which wrote the story yesterday, stating that there was a strong possibility Wright would leave for the Knicks, that Jay Wright, for whatever reason, has always seen New York, Madison Square Garden, the Knicks situation, as a phenomenal challenge.
Wow. Well, it would be.
Yeah, but no.
That
but
owner? Why would he go work for that
Rhea
owner?
Well, Rhea just said the reason it's a big challenge is because James Dolan is either the worst owner in sports or the second worst, depending on how you feel about Daniel Snyder and the Redskins.
Yeah,
he's one of the absolute worst, right? And he, I would think, would shackle any coach, no matter how good the coach was, because he's such an ignoramus, right?
Yeah.
So you would say, as Al deduced before, Al, you don't believe anything about this story?
No.
No.
Nothing at all?
I believe they're trying to get him.
All right, could you tell me this? Is Forbes magazine a fly-by-night outfit?
No, I find nothing wrong with the story.
Well, they said it's a strong possibility.
That the Knicks are considering
the Knicks, because the guys from Cherry Hill, the two of them are from Cherry Hill, so they know him. I have no problem with the story. I just don't think people quite understand, having dealt with college coaches a long time, I've watched a guy at Boston University, everybody tried to get him, and he simply said, I like it here.
I will say, the coach of the New York Rangers was a highly sought-after college coach from that area name's David Quinn, and he's coaching there now.
The Flyers had to quadruple what they should have offered a coach to get a guy out of North Dakota.
And I have to stop the show at this point because Al made an inaccurate remark.
Yes, he did. What?
I'm going to read to you exactly what it said about Forbes magazine's report. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that the Knicks were considering him. Jay Wright.
No, it's Jay Wright.
The exact quote is, a report from Forbes.com published Monday quoted an NBA source saying there is a strong possibility that Villanova's Jay Wright will become the next head coach of the New York Knicks.
Yes.
All right. That is not. Now, here's the kicker of the story. All right. It doesn't make any sense. Who wants to work for James Dolan?
Well, if you offer him $12 million a year, he might think about it. I mean,
well, they should offer
Dolan
that
does.
Here then.
Yeah, they should.
Whatever it takes to get Jay Wright to be the head coach of the 76ers, they should pay.
You give him a $60 million deal for 5 years and
done.
Jay Wright's leaving. That's how it happens.
Well, somebody should step up and do that. Everybody knows Brett Brown's a dead man walking. Does anybody think Brett Brown gets out of this season alive?
Not unless he gets past the second round.
Not a chance. All right, so we know they're going to need a new coach. How catastrophic, Rhea, would it be if the New York Knicks got Jay Wright and then the Sixers had to get a coach? How absurd would that be?
It would be awful.
It would be hideous. Yeah. It would be awful. And here's the kicker to the story. The last I heard, since I just looked at his house in Berwyn, mm-hmm. Jay Wright does not live in a cave. This story broke yesterday morning. I was in communication with Rhea from the hospital where my wife was getting pre-op tests. And I went, oh, my God, there has to be something to this. And she went, we're sure he'll deny it immediately. In the social media world of today, mm-hmm. it takes 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Tweet. No, bull crap. This story has no believability validity. Here's what we have so far by way of denials. Mm-hmm. Dana O'Neill works at ESPN. They used to cover him here.
She used to do Daily
News Live, and she did Daily News. She said she doesn't believe there's anything to it. Mm-hmm. Right? She didn't quote him at all. Mm-hmm. Right? She did not quote him. Al, no one has quoted Jay Wright 24 hours after the story. Where's Jay Wright?
I don't know. Where is he?
Is he in Tibet in some cave?
They play temple Sunday.
Sunday.
Hold on. Is there absolutely no community? In this, Josie, you go all over North America.
Yes.
Is there anywhere where you are unreachable?
No.
Wouldn't you, if you saw a story that was ridiculous, wouldn't you immediately shoot it down?
Unless it helps you get even more money from the place that you're at by staying quiet.
So he's going to let it simmer for a day or two.
There's really nothing about the story that hurts him in any way.
No.
It only helps him in every way.
Right.
So maybe that's why it's better for him to just stay silent.
All right. Well, anyway, here's what I wanted to do today. I got phenomenal prizes today. Would you like an Eagles jersey of Rodney McLeod?
Yes.
Autographed jersey of Rodney McLeod. This is the kind of thing you put up on a wall. Fine player. We'll be back for another season. This is courtesy of Wawa. Turn hungry into happy at Wawa with a classic hoagie, sourdough melt, or the new stack sandwiches, all $5.49. I got that price there. I got Phillies Arizona tickets for this season, June 26th. It's the post-game fireworks show.
Oh, nice.
Well, I'm giving these away early.
Wow.
Tickets to all 2020 Philly games are available now at Phillies.com. I've got Jimmy Buffett, Al, also on this list. All right, so I got great stuff today. Here's all I want to know. And Josie came up with this. I think he's right on this. Name me a job that would be, you know what, not even in sports, any job
yes.
that would be better than working for the New York Knicks.
Right? You're going to think of Jackass owners, stuff like that. You're going to be working for James Dolan, the Mr. Winner of the gene pool, because the only reason he's there is his father was one of the great, most successful cable TV people in history.
I'm offended. You said Jackass owners. I own four.
I know you own. Well, you own four Jackass. Exactly. In fact, I got to talk to you about Jack Jonesy. Yeah. I got a flight in a couple of weeks, and I'm thinking I might need one.
I'm on
what do they call it?
Emotional support animal.
Emotional support Jackass.
I got one for you.
All right. Two Jackasses, no waiting. Here are your numbers. 888. Just name me a job. Any job that would be better than working for the New York Knicks. 888-729-9494, pound 9494, your AT&T and Verizon cell phones, your calls when we return. WIP Sports Time 650.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.